Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying. 322 agreements were signed today on projects worth more than 565 billion yuan at the Shanghai Global Investment Promotion Conference. Zhang Hong tells us more.
Among the newly signed projects, 90 were in the fields of integrated circuits, biomedicine, and artificial intelligence, and worth over 204 billion yuan. SmartSense Technology, a Shanghai-based company specialized in producing sensor chips, signed an agreement today to set up its global headquarters in Pudong.
We will spend 1.5 billion yuan to build our new headquarters. It is expected to help us gain further development.
Luminous, a U.S. company that produces medical laser equipment, is relocating its high-end manufacturing to Shanghai.
It is our first project to relocate high-tech manufacturing to China. We'll spend over 100 million yuan as our first investment. And we'll invest more to expand production capacity depending on how R&D goes.
State-owned companies also have new projects lined up in Shanghai. China Telecom is investing 8 billion yuan in the National Computing Power Distribution Center for the Yangtze Delta area. China Electrical Equipment Group plans to spend 1 billion yuan for a supply chain technology headquarters.
Agreements on 322 projects with 565.8 billion yuan of investment were signed today. Construction started on another 48 major projects with 162.7 yuan invested. It shows domestic and foreign companies' faith in Shanghai's growth and a manifestation of Shanghai's improving investment environment.
The government also released plans to build 13 new industrial parks in the city to attract investment in the fields of digital economy, sustainable development, metaverse, and intelligent terminals. A series of investment promotion events will be held in Shanghai through August. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
Disneytown and Shanghai Disneyland Hotel reopened today, which marks the 6th anniversary of the resort. All shopping, dining, and recreational venues are operating at limited capacity to comply with COVID-19 regulations. Sun Wenqing has more.
At 10 a.m., visitors enter Disneytown after passing a temperature check at the entrance and presenting a green health code and a negative PCR test taken within 72 hours. Disneytown is open daily from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
I'm thrilled. I haven't been here for a long time. I just came to take a look at Disneytown.
We changed our work shifts so we could come today. I have mixed feelings to see Disneytown resume normal operations.
More than 90% of the stores at Disneytown have reopened, but each store limits the number of people allowed inside. People also need to scan the venue code of each store before entering. Restaurants only provide takeout services for the time being. The Disney Hotel also reopened, but its four restaurants are currently reserved for hotel guests. Police have enhanced patrols and inspections to ensure virus protocols are being followed.
Once a crowd of people is found, we will immediately dispatch police and security guards to disperse it.
A smart system is being used to track traffic flow to help ensure public order and security. Sun Wenqing, Shanghai Live.
The U.S. Federal Reserve yesterday raised its benchmark interest rate by 75 basis points in an effort to fight red-hot inflation. The move marks the sharpest rate hike since 1994 and brings the key benchmark federal funds rate to between 1.5 and 1.75%. Simon Rancourt has more.
The Federal Reserve intensified its drive to tame high inflation as it hit a four-decade high of 8.6% last month. Officials explained the labor market is extremely tight and inflation much too high.
Against this backdrop, today the Federal Open Market Committee raised its policy interest rate by 0.75 percentage point and anticipates that ongoing increases in that rate will be appropriate. In addition, we are continuing the process of significantly reducing the size of our balance sheet. Our overarching focus is using our tools to bring inflation back down to our 2% goal.
Powell added he expects a 50 or 75 basis point rate hike is most likely at the next central bank policy meeting in July, adding that decision will be based on incoming economic data. Some economists said the government is often a step behind inflation and acts too late.
Since you do need to have the interest rate higher than the inflation rate to have a positive real rate of interest, So there's a lot of ground to cover. They're really trying to catch up, but everyone knows that it's still far too little too late.
Investors said that it's difficult for the U.S. Fed to raise interest rates to completely solve the problem of rising prices. And even if it curbs inflation to some extent, it will likely lead to a recession.
By definition, you are raising rates because you're trying to slow spending. That is the definition of a economic slowdown. Even as goods prices are going up, they're really driven by higher energy prices. And we have a very poor history of managing energy inflation with interest rates.
The U.S. dollar weakened in late trading yesterday as market participants digested the Federal Reserve's latest rate hike. The dollar index, which measures the greenback against six major peers, fell 0.37%. The Bank of Japan today opened a two-day monetary policy meeting. The Japanese yen fell to a fresh 24-year low against the U.S. dollar recently. The South Korean government said it will keep close tabs on the financial market as worries are growing over heightening volatility from monetary tightening in the United States. Stephen Rancourt, Shanghai Live.